I have Mr. Dick Martin and Mr. Dan Rillen on the line.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi, Mr. President.
Well, I just wanted to tell you that in your very busy schedules, for you, the two of you, to take off the time to make that really hilarious skit, I had rather, like anybody, dreaded reaching the advanced age of 60, but it made the best birthday I've ever had.
Enjoy doing it, and Paul just had a ball.
Yeah. I don't see how you fellows do it with such a lousy writer.
We have to teach him how to write.
Right,
everything.
Right.
We were really kind of hoping, Mr. President, you'd keep him back there a little longer because things were going so well.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it was really great, and that, of course, those football stuff and everything, but when your two faces came on, I turned to Keith, and I says, my God, we can't afford these guys. But it's really great.
And enjoyed it, and we hope you have a very happy birthday.
We certainly right. do. Well, let me say this. I hope everything goes well, and as I told you when I saw you at San Clemente, be sure they pay you enough.
Thank you.
Okay? And give my best to your wife.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
How do you that Redskin game Sunday?
How many points? Listen, I'll tell you, anybody that gives points is a nut.
Yeah, I think so.
On either side.
I think it's pretty dead even.
I think it's pretty even. I think just between you and me that it's moment that that Miami have to be given an edge because they're younger and faster.
Mm.
On the other hand, the Redskins have something going for them that could be the differential, and that is that they may be a little hungrier.
And the experience.
You know, us old guys get very hungry.
Mr. President,
okay.
So kind of you to call.
Oh, listen, after what you did, I incidentally, we, of course, are going to keep it only with the men, but I told Haldeman and he could show the White House staff. I thought they'd get such a bang to see
it. Well, good.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Fine.
Happy birthday. Bye-bye.